Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Reb Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
We're learning Meseches Moed Katan up to Daf Yud. The Gemara is starting with the words of the Mishnah, which is on Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Hehed Yit Teifer Kedarkai, a head that an unskilled worker could sow the way he normally sows. The Uman Machlev, and the Uman, a skilled Uman, a professional sower, Machlev, he has to sow in a different form, like the Gemara explains. And here is the Makar, as well as some from the Sugis coming up in this blot and the next blot, that there's an Isser of Maisa Uman. Bir Adavar, in the Din Melechas Chol HaMayit, we find that Melacha is Mutter and Chol HaMayit for a certain number of different causes, and each one has their own halachas. We have the Din of Davar Ovid, we have Din of Tzarechei Rabim, we have Din of Tzarechei Chol Nefesh, we have Din of Tzarechei Mayit. And like the Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, Hilchas Mayid Akurisein, Ve'en Lemeid Zumizu. The Halachas of Mayid, each one has their own categories. It's difficult to make comparisons from one to the other. So early in this parak, where the Sugis were mostly about Dover or Ovid, when not doing the Melacha would cause a financial loss, there, Chazal or Matir, even a Melechas Uman. Chazal did make a Chilut to Melechas Hedid and Melechas Uman. But they did require, in certain cases, a Shinoi. And they also required that you should not be mechaven malach de lemayit, you shouldn't purposely push off the malacha to chol hamayit. Then we have the din of tzarech eichel nefesh, we mentioned in the previous year, which is beiket esugya naf yud beis amud beis, and the first part of the Mishnah ches amud beis, the oise isha tachshiteh b'mayit, tachshitim, the Rishonim say, has the same category as malachas eichel nefesh, where also even malachas uman is mutter. Because tzarech eichel nefesh or tzarech aguf, which has the same din as eichel nefesh, even malachas uman is mutter. But on the tzarech hamayid, like clothing, there Chazal said malachas uman is aser, and malachas hedyid is mutter. And the Gemara here is defining al kapanim in regard to sewing what is considered malachas uman, and what is considered malachas hedyid. Now Taisus and the Rishonim point out that if it would not be tzarech hamayid, even malachas hedyid would be aser. Malachas Hedyid still could be considered malach in regard to Chol HaMayid, that when it's not Tzarech HaMayid, when you don't need it for Chol HaMayid, even if it's a Maisa Hedyid, it's still Aser. But when you do need it for Chol HaMayid, when it's Tzarech HaMayid, but it's not a Dover Avod, and it's not Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, there we have the Din, which this is the Din of the Mishnah, that a Maisa Uman is Aser, and a Maisa Hedyid is Mutter. And this rule applies to any other tzarech hamayit, besides the tzarech eichel nefesh, where only a maisa hedyid will be mutal tzarech hamayit, not a maisa uman, and if it's not tzarech hamayit, then as long as it's a malacha, even a maisa hedyid is aser. Now the Mishnah defines maisa hedyid as two things. If a hedyid does it, then that by definition would be called a maisa hedyid. And when a uman does it, he could make a shinui, which that the shinui would make it that it's no longer considered a malachas uman, since he did it with a shinui, that would by definition be called a maisa hedyid. So first the Gemara goes to describe what's considered a uman and what's considered a hedyid in regard to sewing. The Gemara says, Hechi dami hedyid, armi devera biyana, kol she'eni yachal ha'itzi mulamachet bevasachas, that a hedyid is someone who can't do the stitchings of a full needle at one time. Now, as a uman, it seems, would do all the stitchings that are necessary for a full needle, and then pull them all out together, and not have to do the stitches one by one, but do a lot of stitches together, kumlei machat, and then pull out the needle, and you'll have all the stitches done. That's a uman. But a hedyid who can't do it, that's considered a hedyid. Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina says, kol shein yochel lechaven imra b'chafas chalukai. Means he's missing in his skills that he's not able to make a straight hem at the bottom of the chaluk. Now, the Rosh says that it's not clear how to paskin. It's not clear which one of these two amirami paskin like, and therefore, in order to be called a hedyid, you need both. You need that both he should be unable to be maitzi molim machat bevasachas to do all the stitches together and then pull them out, and also he should be unable to make the hem straight. If he's able to do one of these two things, so then he has to be machmir and consider himself an uman, because we suffic, we don't know how to paskin, and therefore we have to paskin like both of them l'chumr. So the Rosh apparently learned that these two Mandiyamrim are arguing on each other. The Verbiane holds it's Dafka, someone who can't be Maitzi Malimachav Vasachas. And Rebbeis Machnin holds it's Dafka, Kol Shein Yochel Lechav and Imma Bechafes Chalukai. And therefore, the Halacha follows both of them Lechumra. The Beis Yosef is Medayik in the Rambam says a Lashon like this. The Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Hei. Misha Tzarech Lebeged, or Livnes Lemaka Memayid, Imoye Hedyet Ve'ena Mare Ba'isim Halacha, Ereza Eisa Eisa Gedarkoi. Vemoye Uman Mare, Ereza Eisa Eisa Meisa Hedyet. So the Rambam Mechlal doesn't describe what makes him a Hedyet. He just says Stam. He's a Hedyet Ve'ena Mare Ba'isim Halacha. So he says in the Medayik that it must be the Rambam held that Mara Mechadu, Mara Mechadu V'lei Pligi. They're just giving different examples of a case of someone who's not an Uman, either because he doesn't know Malimacha Basachas, or because he can't be Chavin Imma B'chafes Chalukai, but they're both masking to each other. They're both masking that if he's missing any expertise, whether he's missing the expertise of any of, that he can't be Maitzi Malimacha Basachas, or he's missing the expertise of Chavin Imma B'chafes Chalukai, or even a third one, that would make him a Hedyet. And that's why the Rambam didn't have to bother explaining. The Rambam just said Stam, that he's a Hedyet, ve'ena mahir ba'isa malacha, as opposed to an Uman, which is mahir. That's what the Beis Yosef learns the Rambam. But Lulei Divrei Beis Yosef, I was thinking that maybe you could shtim the Rambam with the Rosh. Seems the Gaon also wants to shtim the Rambam with the Rosh. And maybe you could shtim it like this. And the Rambam seems to be saying two tnaim. He says, Amhaya Hedyet, ve'ena mahir ba'isa malacha. He's a Hedyet, and he's not mahir ba'isa malacha. And then the other way he says, Amaya Uman Mahir. Yeah, so it could be, it's Purusha Kama Farish. Amaya Hedyet means that he's Eina Mara Ba'isim Lacha. Amaya Uman means that he's Mahir. Now you could learn chat in the Ram that way. But maybe, we see that the two man the Amrim, the Vei Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yisri Bar Chanina, are discussing different aspects of Hedyaitis. The Vei Rabbi Yanai is discussing technique. He's not discussing whether the finished product will look any worse. He's describing a Hedyet is someone whose his technique is not perfected. When someone can't be Maitzi Molei Macha Bevasachas, that's not a chesaron in the finished product. That's a chesaron in how he does it, in the technique. Uman could do many stitches at one time, Kamala Erech HaMachan, and then pull it and all comes out. That's a professional way of doing it. A Hedyet has to do one by one. There's now words Derech Mashal are typing. If you have, a typist that could type with all 10 fingers. And the Hedyet has to type one by one. The finished product comes out exactly the same. But the Uman means that they could do the Malacha much better. Now, Shegin Ebeshim Rechanina, he's discussing the finished product. That a Uman could make a hem, could be Mechavin Imre Bechafes Chalukai, could make it exact to make it look perfect. Now, Shegin Hedyet, it's going to look crooked. There's going to be some parts are going to be wider, some parts narrower. It's very difficult to make it exact unless you're a professional. So Rabbi Yisri Bar Chanina is discussing the finished product. So maybe the Rambam is really saying both. One is Imhaya Hedyet. He's unprofessional. In other words, the job will come out unprofessional. And then he says, Eino Mori Ba'isa Malacha. He can't do it quickly. He doesn't have the correct technique. That's a Hedyet. A Uman, Imhaya Uman Mahir, is both things. Imhaya Uman, that he's professional, that the job is going to come out looking professional, and Meyer, that he's going to do it quickly. Even that the Rambam then would come out like the Rush, like the guy in his mashmet, the Rambam and the Rush dim. Al-Kabanim, either way, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Kamari Shainim say like the Rush, that the two Amiram are arguing on each other, and we pass them like both of them Lechumra. That's a psak in the Mishnah Berurah la'alacha. So, if he's a Hedyet, he could sow it Kedarkai, like the Mishnah says. If he's an Uman, he has to be Machlev, he has to be Mishana. Gemara says, "My machlev, Rebbechen Omer Mafsia. He makes wide stitches. Abashmul Amashinik Lavta, like the teeth of a dog, which he makes jagged stitches. Some of them smaller, some of them bigger, that they don't come out straight, they come out jagged. So one is wide stitches and one is jagged stitches. And here also, the Rosh says that we don't pass like either, that we don't have a clear psak which one is right. And he says, you have to machm like both. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. You have to do both. When Uman sows, he has to both be Mafsia and be Machlev. The Ramah says a Chumra. The Ramah says that today everyone should consider himself an Uman. He should be Machmer and only do with this Shinoi of being both Mafsia, making white stitches, and Kashini Kalafta, making jagged stitches. And the Ramah explains in Darkei Moshe, the reason why he's being Machmer is because most people do know how to be Itzi Amoli Macha Bevasachas. So most people should consider themselves to be like an Uman. This is a Chiddush. We're saying most people could do it this way, and we're still calling it a Maisa Uman. That to me is a Chiddush. And that's what the Ramah Paskins, Alachal Maisa, that everyone should consider himself an Uman. And, like we're saying from the Rosh, you need both these two Shinuyim. There also, the Beis Yosef is Medayik from the Rambam. Rambam just says, Ketzer B'tfira Machlev. The Rambam just uses the words in the Mishnah of Machlev, and he doesn't explain what Machlev means. And the Beis Yosef learns, Mestama, if there was a Machlekes and you needed both, the Rambam would have to read it ice. Obviously, the Rambam, again, doesn't hold that there's a Machlekes and holds that either one is good enough. We said, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rosh, that you need both. So in the Dershu Mishnah Brura, he brings from Rabbi Yashav about sewing on a button that you have a problem because you can't really do the Shinuyim when you sew on a button. And do wide stitches or jagged stitches when you're sewing on a button. And if you're going like the Ramas Chumra, that most people are considered a Uman, say, so how would you be able to sew on a button? Rabbi Yashav says, Eina Chanami, there'd be a problem sewing on a button, and you're not allowed to sew on a button on Chol HaMoed. But he brings that some people bring B'Shem Rabbi Yashav that if you sew it very loosely and it's hanging, so that's clearly not a professional job, that would be called a Maisa Hedyot by a button. He brings there from Nissen Karelitz that says that if there are four holes in the button and you only sew two of them, that would be a Shina and that would make it into a Maisa Hedyot. From Rav Ozni, he brings that if you sew the button not in the precise place, so it doesn't look so good because it's in the wrong place, not where the button's supposed to be, that would also make it into a Maisa Hedyot. Now, the Trumas Adeshen discusses, he had a Shiloh, he dafka have to make the Shinuyim that the Gemara says, to do the wide stitches or the jagged stitches, or what about if you hold the needle in an awkward way? There's a way to hold the needle. If you hold the needle between two fingers, let's say, rather than between the thumb and the finger, you hold the needle in an awkward way, would that be called a Shinui to make it into a Maisa Hedyot for an Uman? The Jewish Session says that wouldn't help. It would not be a good Shinui. And his Rai is because the Mishnah says Machlev and the Gemara explains it. Why don't the Mishnah just then say Mishana? Rai says you need Dafkari Shinuyim, which I understand that to mean you need a Shinui. But he says it's clearly you need a Shinui which is Nikur in the Tfira Atzmai, a Shinui in the Taitzah, that it's coming out different than if a professional would have done it. Mashenkein is Shinui in the Pu'ula. For an Uman, that's not considered enough to make it into a Maisa Hedyot. Now he brings that one of the Gedolim on the Drashas of the Machar Zeruah wrote that Rabbi Eliezer wrote him a letter in Chol HaMoed, and he asked him, how'd you write this letter? It's a Maisa Uman. And he answered because he held the pen between the thumb and the finger, not like the way you normally hold the pen. He held that by changing the eifin of how to do it, that's considered a Shinui to make the Ksiva not a Maisa Uman. So why don't you say here also that holding the needle in an awkward way would make it not a Maisa Uman? So the Trumas Adeshen is mechalik between Ksiva and Tvira. Ksiva, he says, is much more commonplace. It's much more, people know how to do it much more than Tvira. And therefore, Ksiva is considered much less of a Malachas Uman. So when you make a Shinui in it, that would already make it Ais Malachas Uman. Now, Shankin Tvira, which is less commonplace, people don't know how to do it as much as Ksiva. So in order to make it Ais Maisa Uman, as much more of the Chashivas, in order to make it Ais Maisa Uman, you'd have to be Mishana, the Taitzah, rather than the Pa'ula. It says, it was Svarim Uetis Mechalkinam Benem Lachas Mechal HaMayid, because like the Gemara says, like we mentioned, Hilchas Chol HaMayid Akiris Hain. Interestingly, Chanarach and Simon Tavkuf Memhe Lagabe Ksiva seems to hold that even by Ksiva, changing the way to hold the pen does not make it Ais Maisa Uman, and the only way to make Ksiva Ais Maisa Uman is by changing the actual Ksav, by writing the letters, awkward broken letters or script letters rather than print letters. Otherwise, the Ksiva will be called a Melachas Uman even if you hold the pen awkwardly, just like by Tefira. So in Apsak, there's no Chilek Ksiva and Tefira. Both of them, to make it Ais Maisa Uman, would have to be a Shina in the Taitzah and what comes out, rather than a Shina in the Pu'ula. But we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the Shia Nafin Aleph, we're going to mention the Gemara there has a case where a Shina in the Pu'ula would make it Ais Maisa Uman, even though there's no Shina in Taitzah, and we'll discuss that then. Now, Taisus mentions, he says, let's say you have someone whose clothing or shoes are ripped, and if you leave them the way they are till after Chol HaMoed, then they'll be completely destroyed. He says he found his Rebbeim said that we're not makel to be matter even ayidei goy, and he says because maybe the Rebbeim did not consider the davar of it, or he says maybe not all davar of it is mutter without a shinui. The Rishonim will bring this down, and it's mavur mitvrayim that the pshat is like this. Das avada, if the rib ba'ifin that you cannot wear them now on Chol HaMoed altogether, you cannot use your shoes or the clothing, then it's avada mutter to sew them. That's this Mishnah, v'hadid kaifa kadarkai. If you need clothing, because your clothing are ripped and they have to be sewed, or the shoes are ripped and they have to be sewed, and they're not usable the way they are, so that's the regular din of Tzarech HaMoed, that a ma'isa hadid is mutter, and a ma'isa uman is aser. The case of Rishonim being machmir is that you could use them, but when you use them, they're going to get worse and worse. When you use a ripped shoe or ripped clothing, so the rip gets bigger and gets worse and gets more ruined. So the Mishnah Berurah says from the Achreinim that if they'll get ruined beyond repair, so of course that is called a davar of it. Why not? If the shoe or the clothing or the suit would get ruined beyond repair, if you don't repair it now, that is a davar of it. Cases it won't be beyond repair. It will just be worse. So if it's anyway ruined, it's just going to get more ruined, and it won't be totally ruined. It will just get more ruined than it is now. That's not called davar of it. Davar of it means when you lose the entire thing. Rashaykin, when the pshat is, it's already somewhat ruined, and it'll be a little bit more ruined, but you still have it, you'll still be able to fix it, it'll just be worse. That's not called the davar of it. And Mishnah Berurah points out that if we get completely ruined, it's mutter, it's called the davar of it, it's only again if you have to use this in Chol HaMoed. If you have other shoes to wear, other suits to wear, or Mishnah Berurah says, even if you could buy another pair of shoes and fix this shoe before you wear it the next time, it wouldn't be called the davar of it. And now let's see the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Mamidim taner v'kirayim v'rechayim b'mayid." You're allowed to set up an oven or two different types of ovens, stoves v'rechayim, and a mill b'mayid on Chol HaMoed. "Yudaimer ein mechabshenis v'rechayim b'tchila." You're not allowed to be mechabesh, but the Gemara explains what that means. A mill b'tchila, if it's a new mill. In the translation of Mamidim, Rashi says, "Sha'isam eisel mechatchila." You're allowed to make, to manufacture an oven, metchila, from scratch. You learn to start from scratch and manufacture a new oven. Taisus says not that way. Taisus says it's dafka hamada, which means setting it up. In other words, the oven's already made, and you're just attaching it to the ground, or you're doing other things to fix it, like smoothing it out, etc. But to manufacture a new oven from scratch, Taisus holds it's aser. Now, both Rashi and Taisus bring the Gemara later. It's the Gemara actually on the next plot on Daf Yud Aleph. Both Rashi and Taisus bring it as a raya to themselves. Rashi says that the Gemara later says clearly you can manufacture an oven from scratch. And Taisus says, no, the Gemara there says, Shavin she'en gaidlim tana lechatchila. You can't manufacture an oven from scratch. But the thing is, the Gemara that we have, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, it says, like kasha kami maisa chama kami maisa geshamim. Rashi explains that b'maisa chama you'll be able to use the tanner right away, so it is called the tzarech hamayit, so you could manufacture the tanner. Mashenki b'maisa gesham, you'll have to wait until it dries out in order to use it, so you won't be able to use it b'maisa, it's b'chal not tzarech hamayit. Taisus seemed to have a different shot in the Gemara later. Al koponim, it seems like a very yisaitistik amachleikis Rashi and Taisus, where the maisa uman is mutter when we're dealing with machshiri eichel nefesh. The Gemara later in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis mentions that Eichel Nefesh is mutter, and the Rishonim understand that to mean even Maisa Uman. The grinding Teichna B'mayid, the Gemara says, you're allowed to be Kites and Eitz B'mayid, chopping wood, Matil and Sheikha B'mayid, you're allowed to make beer. You're allowed to do all Melechas Eichel Nefesh, even those that are Aser on Yom Tov to do, and even those that are a Maisa Uman. But it seems that this Machlekes would be Legabe Machshiri Eichel Nefesh, like I'm making an oven, that Taisus does not allow a ma'isa uman, a real malacha, to be done, even though you're making an oven for eating. And Rashi holds that no, that even making the oven lechatchila, even to manufacture a new oven, which is clearly a ma'isa uman, is mutter because it's machshir echel nefesh. We have a sim machlekes rishayin in regard to the rechayim. The Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ei mechabshin is rechayim betchila." The Gemara says, "Tup shatim and mechabshin." Rabbi Yehuda says it means menake rechayim. Make ridges in the mill in order to make it that the millstone should be able to grind. And if a chilam abas ena, to make a hole, And the Gemara says, to widen the hole in the Rechaim that you put the Tvua into this hole. And the maskan of the Gemara is, Darish Avcham, Menakrim Rechaim B'mayit. You are allowed to do this Menakrim of the Rechaim. The Gemara picked the example of the Menakrim Rechaim, which is to sharpen up the millstones. And the Gemara doesn't say anything about whether you're allowed to make a base Eina B'mayit, Lamaskana. So the Rosh says, and he brings from the Ravid, that no, a bas eina is aser lemaskana. All you're allowed to do is the menaka rechaya, but the bas eina is aser, because that's a maisa uman. Seemingly, it seems clear that he holds that when you're doing malacha to fix the mill for grinding, even though it's for eichel nefesh, it's for grinding the wheat in order to use for the food on chalamayid, all that's mutu lemaskana is the menaka rechaya, just sharpening of the millstones. And we bask in its mutu, whether it's kadasha or yeshana, it doesn't matter if it's old or new, but as long as you're sharpening the millstones, that's mutter. Mashen kain, to make the hole where the wheat goes through, that's also because that's a maisa umat. But the Rambam and the Ramban, they both say that everything is mutter. Apparently they held that the two machlaikasin, kushitis I mean, whether it's menakere chaya or basena, is maramachad of leplihi. They're just arguing what the precise meaning of the word mechavshim, but there's no machlokes ladina between them. And the Tanakama, that's matter to do the mechavshim, whether it means sharpening the millstones or whether it means making the hole for the grain to come in both cases, it's mutter, even though it's a maisa uman, because it's mechshir eichel nefesh. Because that's what the Tanakama holds, and that's how we paskin, that mechshir eichel nefesh is mutter, even by maisa uman. This seems to be a similar machlokes. We have the machlokes Rashi and Taisus by Tanner, if you can manufacture Tanner from start. And Taisus seems to ask it because he holds that a ma'isa uman is asur, even though it's machshir eichel nefesh. And we have this machlokes, the Rosh and the Ravid, against the Rambam and Ramban, legabe the aseina, legabe making the hole in the mill in order for to put the tvua in, which the Rosh calls the ma'isa uman, that the Rosh and the Ravid hold the maskan, it's asur, only a ma'isa hedyid is mutter. But the Rambam and the Ramban hold that it's mutter, and the Ramban says clearly, because since it's machshir echel nefesh, even a ma'isa uman is mutter. La'alacha, all the paiskim paskin, like the Rambam and Ramban, that when you're dealing with food, even if it's not the actual echel nefesh, even if it's the machshir echel nefesh, making the kalim that you need to make the food, even a ma'isa uman is mutter, there's no limitation of ma'isa hedyot. That you need a ma'isa hedyot is other tzarchei ma'id, like we had before, clothing, like the Mara discusses about animal care, different other tzarchei ha'mayid, which is not directly related to eating. And anything relating to eating, even if it's only mechshir echel nefesh, that's mutter ma'isa uman, and that's gufa the heter of this Mishnah, of ma'midim tana v'rechayim v'kirayim v'rechayim b'mayit. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings Rav Meir Omer, afilu sush shereichav olav, v'chamor shereichav olav, mutter litol tzipernayim b'chayla shalmayit. That a horse or a donkey that you ride on, you're allowed to cut its nails on Cholamayit. And Rashi explains, because if you don't cut the nails, it's difficult for the horse to walk, so it would have tzar, won't be able to go. So you're allowed to do this malach of cutting nails, it's tzarech, the riding on Cholamayit. Taisus brings down, and who would then come other Rishayim, that also you can make the horseshoes for the horses. He says in the Gemara's time, they're walking on soft ground, so they didn't have horseshoes, they didn't need them, just needed to cut the nails. But our horses that go on soft ground, they were showing them when they had the horses that went on the hard ground, they needed horseshoes, so therefore it's also a tzarech, so you're allowed to make the horseshoes and put on the horseshoes on the horse on Cholamayit. And this is all when it's tzarech hamayit. That's why the Gemara discusses the chamer derechaya, if that will be called a tzarech hamayit or not. The Rosh puts in a chumrah, that if it's a place where you could walk, and it's regilis for you to walk, and you just decide you want to ride, but it's not something which you have to ride, that would not be called tzarech hamayit. Tzarech hamayit is only if it's bederech klal, not your derech, to walk this distance. It would be difficult for you to walk, then the riding is tzarech hamayit, you'd be allowed to do the malacha to prepare the horse for riding. Hashenken, when it's normal derech for you to walk, and now you want to ride, that would not be called tzarech hamayit. But that's in regard to doing a malacha to prepare the horse for riding. What about in regard to riding the horse itself? Are you allowed to ride the horse in a case where it's not tzarech hamayit? So the Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rosh, that since the Rosh said that this chumrah that the Rosh said, that if it's a place where you normally would walk, you cannot be mesaken, You cannot be misakin the horse in order to ride. But smashman, the is only to misakin the horse in order to ride. But the riding itself, that's not considered a malacha b'chlal, and that's mutter even shalei l'tzarech hamayit. Sprat, the taisis here in Nafyud, brings down Pirish b'taisis, that l'tzarech hamayit mashmer she'asa lirkav v'chinam. A taisis saying even the riding is only mutter l'tzarech hamayit. Mashenk in the rush is mashmer, the riding is mutter for any tzarech b'chlal, even now l'tzarech hamayit. You're allowed to ride because the riding is b'chlal not called the malacha. The whole issue of tzarech hamayit is only to do a malacha to prepare the horse for riding. That you need tzarech hamayit. So the Beis Yosef brings it down as a machlekes, and he says the minhag ha'olam is like the Rosh. That says Pesach and Shulchan Aruch that riding a horse is bechlal not a malacha, and therefore the actual riding of the horse you don't need tzarech hamayit bechlal. In regard to doing a malacha to prepare the horse for riding, which is definitely only mutal tzarech hamayit, the question is what's considered tzarech hamayit? Is teal, is going for pleasure, for enjoyment, is that called tzarech hamayit? Or do you need a real tzarech? Like you have to buy something there, which you need to buy food there, or you have to do business in the davar of it, or whatever it is, do you need a real tzarech, or is enjoyment teal also considered a tzarech? On that, the Beis Yosef is mendayik from Taisus, that Taisus, who holds it even riding is tzarech hamayit, he says, she'asa lirkav v'chinam. You're not only ride for no reason, but it sounds like for teal, if you're doing it for enjoyment, then it would be called tzarech hamayit. And he says that's the minhag ha'olam that considers teal a tzarech hamayit. It brings down the Mordechai shita is no, that's not called tzarech hamayit unless you're doing it l'tzarech mezaynis or permakti b'davar ha'avad. But the Shulchan Aruch does not pass on the way. The Shulchan Aruch passkins that teal is also called a tzarech hamayit. The Gayin is medayikah from the Gemara. The Gayin is medayik. The Gemara says, afilu sush reichav al-chamar shereichav al-mut litov tzipanayim b'chalash mayit. Even the horse that you're riding on. What's a chiddush? Even the horse that you're riding on, what's a chiddush afilu? Now you say, sush reichav alav, chamar shereichav alav. What's a chiddush afilu sush reichav alav? The Torah says the riding is not for a very important purpose. The riding is latil balma. And even that is mutal lito tzipana v'chalo shemayit. Agaponim, that's how the mechaba paskins, both ways l'kula. The paskins that rechiva itself is not called a malacha b'chlal. And the actual riding on the horse, that's mut, even if it's b'chlal, it's not teal, it's not any tzarech hamayit, you're doing it just to make money for after the mayit, whatever reason why you're doing it, not tzarech hamayit b'chlal, and it's mutter. And by doing a malacha to prepare the horse for riding, that of course you need tzarech hamayit, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that teal is considered a tzarech hamayit. Now it's an interesting bir halacha, right? We discussed now the machlokes teis in the Rosh, if riding a horse is called a malacha or not. You need tzarech hamayit, and the Shulchan Aruch's psak that you do not need tzarech hamayit, riding a horse is not called a malacha. The bialacha declares, so what about riding in a wagon? He says, maybe it's only riding a horse, because riding a horse, even on Shabbos, is only derabbanan. Because really you say, chai naisei esatzmai. So it's no isseret saw on a adam chai, because chai naisei esatzmai. So riding a horse is only derabbanan on Shabbos, so chalamayit, there is no din malacha b'chlal. Mashein kain, a wagon, if you ride on a wagon, midereisa, there's an issa deraisa to ride on a wagon on Shabbos. It's mechamer. When you're riding on a wagon, so then the horse is pulling a load which is not a bal chai, it's pulling the wagon, so that's mechamer. If you get a horse to pull a wagon for you, that's mechamer, that's an issa deraisa on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah declares, ay bazay, so who, maybe on chalamayit also riding a wagon when al-kapanim be called a malacha, Avad it's a ma'isa hedit. Avad will be mutter l'tzarech hamayit. But this clear is, would that be mutter to ride in a wagon shalei l'tzarech hamayit? He says two svaris why you can be mekel. He says a sex veka. He says, first of all, the Ari Shainan that hold that is bechlal nu'issa shvises behemta and yomtiv. Shvises behemta is dafke Shabbos, and Shabbos will be deraisa. But in yomtiv, there's no issa shvises behemta and yomtiv bechlal mi deraisa. So memela, on yomtiv wouldn't be nisa deraisa. Riding on a wagon would be the same as riding the horse. It would be nisa derabanan if it would be yomtiv. So on chalamayit, it's not called a malacha b'chlal, and you'd be allowed to ride in a wagon, even shalei l'tzarech hamayit. That's the first svar. And then he says, even if you hold that there is a din shvises behemta in yomtiv, which is the machlokes rishonim, but still you could be mitzarif the svar that arishus harabims are not rishus harabim deraisa. Arishus Haram, they don't have Shishim Ribui, they're not Arishus Haram, they're Aisa. that in Mishneh Berurah is kasei the chayshish for the Rishonim, that we do have Rishus Ram Deraisa. Many places in Mishneh Berurah is chayshish for those Rishonim. And here also he says, Lamaisa Kama Rishonim, we do have Rishus Ram Deraisa. But he says, basically, based on these two tzirufim, first of all, there are Kama Rishonim, we don't have Rishus Ram Deraisa. And there are Rishonim that hold that there's no din Shvisas Behemtai, on Yantif Mi Deraisa. So according to those two tzirufim, you could say that going in a wagon is not a malacha b'chlal, and it's also mutter shel tzerich hamayid, and that's how he paskins al kaponim ein limchus b'yad ha-makilet. Now the Heintig of Paiskim speak about what's it then riding a car? Are you allowed to drive in a car shelay l'tzerich hamayid klal? So in the Nirshim Mishneh Berurah, he brings down the Pshleim Zalman held in the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa that there's no malacha of riding a car in chol hamayid altogether. It's also mutter shel tzerich hamayid. Because Shlaim Zalman holds that the malacha of Havara, riding a car, is only a malacha of Havara. It's a malacha of combustion, of burning the gas. So Shlaim Zalman held that Havara, there's no such malacha of Havara in Chol HaMoed. You don't need Tzarech HaMoed to matter Havara. There is no malacha of Havara in Chol HaMoed. So driving a car wouldn't be called a malacha b'chlal. They bring down from this in Karelitz, Havara is a malacha, and therefore would only be mutl at Tzarech HaMoed. And they bring down Ramesh Fein Shinusah held that way, if in the safe is the Karim of Akshay Torah. But there they bring down for Ramesh Feinstein that Akula, that even though Lagabi riding a horse, the Rosh says, even when you're riding the Tzarech HaMayit, it's only when Bederach Klal you wouldn't walk it. So then you let it ride the Tzarech HaMayit. Mashain Kane, when you would normally walk and punk now you want to ride, that's not called the Tzarech HaMayit. Ramesh said by car it's not that way. Because the difference between walking and riding is not as much as divinity walking and riding a car. And since riding a car is a convenience, and it's a very big convenience, so even if it's a distance which you would walk, and occasionally you would walk, but now you want to ride a car, that lekuliyama would be called a tzarech hamayit. Because you need the comfort and the lack of exertion of a car, that's called tzarech hamayit. It's different than when the difference between walking and riding a horse, that's not as different the difference between walking and riding a car. Now, so this whole discussion is only a discussion if the riding is mut, it's called tzarech hamayin. You let it ride in a car if it's not tzarech hamayin b'chlal. The Dershu Mishneh Berurah also brings another discussion. What's it din legabe fixing the car in order to ride? In order to ride tzarech hamayin. So l'chari, that's clear, that if it's a maisa hedyot, you're fixing it a ma'aseh hedyot in order to drive a l'tzarech hamayit, so that it's mutter, ma'aseh hedyot is mutter l'tzarech hamayit. And driving itself also l'chayr is a ma'aseh hedyot, which is mutter l'tzarech hamayit. Now the shaila is, what about a ma'aseh uman? Because, like we learned before, like, by davar avid, even a ma'aseh uman is mutter, but if it's not a davar avid, it's only tzarech hamayit, there the only heter is a ma'aseh hedyot. And the Rishonim say, anything that's us for you to do on Chol HaMoed, it's us if even for a guy to do for you. So the shaila is, if someone's car needs repairs, and you need a skilled mechanic to repair it, that l'chayr should be usur. Even if he needs the car at Tzarech HaMoed, even if he's going to use the car to do something at Tzarech HaMoed, to go shopping at Tzarech HaMoed, or to visit someone, all these things that are at Tzarech HaMoed, but a ma'isa uman should be usur in all cases. And that's what they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv, that you're not allowed to bring him a car to a professional mechanic to repair, even l'tzarech hamayit, because that's a ma'isa uman. But he brings there a kula from Rabbi Tzion Abishol, the Shal Shuvas Ur L'tzion, says there, Rabbi Nissan Karelis was also masking to him, that you're allowed to make a ma'isa uman to fix your car. He compares it, just like we found earlier, by kishute nashim, cosmetics, which are considered like eichel nefesh, because it's tzarech haguf, they're a personal necessity. They're considered mamash like Echel Nefesh, even a Ma'aseh Uman is mut, like the Ritva said. And also, like we'll see, this coming daf in Daf Yud Aleph, that when your house needs repairs, Ritva says, and the price can bring down, that's also mutter, even a Ma'aseh Uman, even though it's not actual Echel Nefesh, but since it's a personal need, you can't live in a house which is Einonim Dar B'dir Yisrucha, you can't live in a house which needs repairs, which with the roof leaking or whatever it is, anything which is the personal necessity of the person, that's muta ma'isa uman, just like eichel nefesh is muta ma'isa uman. So they say a big chiddush that a car is also that way. A car became for us mamash a personal necessity, mamash like cosmetics for an isha, like a house, that a car is mamash, a personal necessity, so it'll be mutta even a ma'isa uman to repair the car, even a ma'isa uman, l'tzarech ha'mayit. Sounds to me like a grace of chiddush, l'tzarech in ladina. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara says towards the end of the Amud Beis, v'amar Rava, prakmatya kol shu aser. Any type of business, any type of buying and selling is aser on chol ha'mayit. Now the Rosh says that the reason why it's aser is mishum ha'tirech, because of tircha. And like the Rishayna point out, really buying and selling, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is not a malacha. It's only a gzeir shem yichtav. It's only a gzeir, maybe you'll write. That's why the Gemara says in Bay, it's aser on Shabbos and Yom Tov to buy and sell. And normally things that are aser midir rabbanon on Shabbos and Yom Tov are not aser at all on chol ha'mayit. So this iser prachmatya is a new iser. It's a new iser on chol ha'mayit, an iser of tircha. So be'etzim it's not a malacha. So that's why we find keseder. And when it comes to the Issa Pratmatya, the Hagdara of what's Asa and what's not is more kal than it is by Malachas. Because it's an Issa Tircha. There's a Tircha of buying and selling. Now, first of all, there's a Shaila. What exactly goes into the klal of buying and selling? The Gemara right afterwards brings Ravina of a Masak Zuzay b'bnei Akkadish Nevasa. Ravina, people of b'nei Akkadish Nevasa owed him money. Also, the Kamidar Avashi came in front of Avashi. Amlu Mala Mezla Idna Layu. Could I collect the money now? Amlai came in the Idnu, the Mishkachaslu, B'yayim Achvina Loy Mishkachaslu. Kepemakhtya Avidami. That's like a Dover Avid. Since you're able to get them now to collect the money, and other times you won't be able to get them, it lives like a Dover Avid. You might lose the entire loan. So the Gemara sounds like, since the only heter is Dover Avid, that repaying loans on chol ha'mayit is also called business. And the chayav kolshken then lending money would also be called business. This was a discussion in the Rishayim, Kiyadua, the Eden, and the times of the Rishayim, Be'ikah there, the way they made money is by lending money, beribis, to the Gayim. Rabbeinu Tam Aldu was mutter on chol ha'mayit. Rabbeinu Tam held that business means buying and selling, but lending is not called business. And the Tshuva Sirash explains a little further, that when you buy and you sell, there's a big tircha because you have to get the exact merchandise, get the exact order, weigh it, measure it, price it, bargain over the price. And he says that very often you come to tzara because after you finish the deal, you feel bad. You didn't make the good deal that you could have. You could have had a much better deal. You felt you paid too much or you charged too little. All this is a tircha. But lending money, the Rosh says, doesn't have this tircha to it. And therefore, it's not b'chlal business, and that's the p'sak of the Shulchan Aruch. And the p'shan Ravina, he says, and this had a Shulchan Aruch paskins, is that he wasn't getting paid back in money. He was getting paid back in merchandise. So that makes it pragmatia. If you lend money and get paid back in merchandise, so when you get the merchandise, so that's considered buying and selling. So that's aser. Mashenken, if you get back money, that wouldn't b'chlal be pragmatia, and that would be mutter, even if it wouldn't be a davar of it. And that's in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Although many Rishayim do Paskin that lending money is also called Pratmatya. Any type of business transaction, according to them, we call Pratmatya. The Ridvan and the Ramban hold that way. The Gemara's Lashon is Pratmatya Kol Shehu Aser, which now would indicate that even if the particular sale that you're making does not have a big tercha, that would also be Aser. Even if you're buying a small thing, a very easy purchase, that also would be aser. Aruch HaShulchan says, because of Leplug, there's no way Chazal could go and have a gather that only very involved purchases are aser and small purchases are mutter. Mail the aser everything. Now, like we said, Pratmatya, which is not mamash malacha, does get more leniencies than regular malacha. For instance, the Ari Shainan that hold, the Rekeach holds this way, the Ogre holds this way, the Beisaisif brings it, that the Issa Pratmatya is only befehesya, but sinna it's mutter. Going out to the marketplace, going to a store, selling publicly, that's aser. But b'tzinim b'sech beis says mutter. Are we shown the way? Rav Yishayim don't seem to hold that way. The Rambam, the Rif, they don't make any chalukim. It would sound from Rav Paiskim not that way. But there are some Yishayim that hold that way. Beis Yosef says, and this is how the Ramah paskins, that if it's a matter of making a lot of money, then you could perhaps be saymich, it's the Rabbanan, you could be saymich on the Paiskim that say that b'tzinah, it's mutter. He mentions a t'nai that you should spend some extra money on Yom Tov. And that really comes from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says another hetta for Pratmatya is, let's say a person needs money for his Yom Tov expenditures. Shalmi has a few cases where someone, the merchant asked the Rav, the Shaila, could I buy, could I sell? And he says, will you spend extra money on Yontif? Will you buy more wine for Yontif because of it? And he said, yes, and he allowed him to sell. And that also is brought as a heter. But there, the Beis Yosef says, and this has brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that it would have to be talking about a case where a person actually is tight on money. He's not able to spend all the money he would really wish to spend because he doesn't have. And now that he gets his business deal to make and is able to make some money, he'll have more money. And Mamel will spend more on Yontif. And I was really, he'd rather spend more on Yontif if he would have the money for it, if he could afford it. Right now he's a bit low, so he's not able to make the Yontif expenditures like he'd want to. And by doing this business deal, he'd be able to, so that's mutter. Mashenken, if he really spent all he wants to spend, he's not tight on money. It's not like if he'd really want to spend more, he wouldn't be able to. It's just he's not really so interested in spending that much more. But now that he wants to make some money on business, so he'll get a heter, make more money on business if he spends more money on Yontif, so it's worth it for him. That the Beis Yosef says, that's not cool, tzarech hamayid, that would be aser. But that's in general cases, but it would seem that if Betzir, if this heter of tzina, when there's a revach meruba to be made and you want this heter of tzina, then you could look at the Yerushalmi a little bit more loosely, and even if he wasn't planning on this expense, even if it's not the money constraint that forced him not to make the expense, but Lamaisa, he'll be spending some of this extra money he's making now on Yontif, that will be an extra tzirif to be matir. So again, we have Rishainim that say that Betzina it's mutter, and we have Paiskin that say you could be Seimach on them when you're dealing with the Revach Meruba, even when it's not considered a Davar Avid, which you're going to speak about Davar Avid soon, if you're doing a Betzina and you're going to be spending extra on Yomtif. Although normally the heter of spending extra on Yomtif is only for somebody who's tight and needs the business deal to give him more of a Rafchus that he could spend more, but when you have this Tzirif of Tzina, you could use it even if it wasn't so tight, as long as Lamaisa is going to spend more money on Yomtif. Now, the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says, Ubedavra Ovid Mutter. If let's say it's a davar avid, it's going to come to a financial loss if you don't buy or sell on chol hamoed, then it's mutter. So the classical case of financial loss, the one that everyone's maskim to, is if you have merchandise, which is not going to last till after Yom Tov. So if you do not sell the merchandise now, it simply won't last, and it'll come at a financial loss. So there, it's mutter to sell it, and that's even mutter by regular malachas. Any time there'll be a financial loss if you don't do malacha, that's the whole perek till now, that you're allowed to do malacha to avoid a financial loss. But Tosfos says that if it's not going to be a financial loss you're going to lose from the keren, it's just you're not going to make so much money, that's not called a davar avot. And it's mashuv in Tosfos, even though right now you have a one-time opportunity to make a lot of money on the skira, and if you wait till after the yontif, you won't be able to make so much money. So that's not called the davar avid, because that's just menias harevach, that's just not making as much money as you could, rather than losing money that you already have. So that's what it sounds like Tosfos holds, and some Rishonim hold that way, that the only time it's mutter to buy, it's really would only be mutter then to sell. The only time it's mutter to sell something on chol hamoed is if that particular thing can't wait till after Yontif, of course it will get ruined. But if it's just a matter of making more money and less money, that's never called a davar avot. But many Rishonim bring, and they bring this from the Yerushalmi, that even if it's a matter of making more money or less money, that's also called a davar avot. For instance, if let's say you have merchandise, and there's a siba why the merchandise would be cost a very high price if you sell it now, and if you do not sell it now, you wait till after Yontif, the merchandise would not have as high a price, that would be called the davar avid. And similarly, when you're dealing with buying merchandise, let's say right now there's merchandise available for a very low price, and if you wait till after Yontif, you'd not be able to get a similar merchandise for the same low price, it would have to be a higher price, that would be called the davar avid. And there's actually two reasons in the Rishonim given why this would be called davar avid, because normally menias harevach is not called davar avid. But one reason is because, like we said, Schayr is not really a malacha, it's only Asr al-Stircha, and Chazal more makel by Schayr than they were by malachas. And the Raya would be from the Yerushalmi. There's another time in the Rishonim that the Pshat is, if you own something which right now could be sold for a higher price, so that means that your ownership, your keren that you have, is the higher price. And if you don't sell it now, and you'll have to sell it for a lower price, that's the hefsid in the keren. The Rivash says this, that's called a hefsid in the keren. That's not called menias harevach. Your merchandise now could be sold for a higher price. That's considered the price of your merchandise. And if you're going to wait till after Yontif and it'll be a lower price, your merchandise itself will be devalued. So that would also be mutter. There's a machlekes yishayim even in this, that the Ramban holds that when you, l'mashal, are buying something which you can get for a very low price now, if it's something which you need personally and you have a chance to buy it for a very low price, and if you wait till after Yontif, it would be a higher price, whatever it is, a clearance sale or something. So that's a davar avot. But if it's a question of buying something for a low price in order to sell it, that's revach. That's already business. That's already making money. If you could buy something, if the opportunity you have in Chol HaMoed is to buy something, not something that you need, but you could buy something for a low price that you'll be able to sell it for a much higher price after Yom Tov. And if you wait till after Yom Tov, you won't be able to get this good deal to sell. That's not called hefsid. You're not losing anything that you own. You own merchandise already. Now you could sell it for a high price. And if you wait till after Yontif, you could sell it for a low price. That's called losing value of the merchandise that you own. If you need something for your personal need, and you can get it for a low price now, and if you wait till after Yontif, it will be a higher price, so that means that you're going to be wasting more of the money that you have. So that's a hefset of something that you have already. Marshagan, if you have a good opportunity to buy something which you could sell for more, that's just missing out an opportunity to make money. That's not called davar avot. That's a Ramban shita. But many Rishayim argue on that also, and hold that it's all the same gather. As long as you can make, as long as it's a rare opportunity to buy something for a very low price or sell something for a very high price, that's all called a davar avot. It doesn't matter why you're buying it or selling it. That's basically how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the Shulchan Aruch mentions, like we said, that when you do these Eterim, you should also spend extra for Yom Tov, so that would make it that you have another tziruf of the Yishama, that you spend the extra for Yom Tov. But all these cases, like we said, is only if the opportunity is now, and you really won't have this opportunity, or it's unlikely to have this opportunity again after Yom Tov. Masha'en Kein, if it's like I said, let's say it's a Yom HaShuk, it is a time where you could be making money, but this time comes again, even though you're going to be missing out and making money now, but that's not called a davar avot. That's definitely called a menias harevach, as long as that opportunity could and most probably will come again. The only heter you might have is that heter that we mentioned earlier, that there's a heter of tzina, which when you're dealing with a revach merubah, the Paiskim said you could be matted with the heter of tzina alone, tzirif, the heter of spending a little bit extra on Yom Tov. So l'sikum, about pragmatia, which is also like the Rashi's Mishum Tircha, the Tshuvas of Rashi is because it takes a lot of effort buying and selling, measure everything, to price everything, v'chuli, doesn't have an Isra-like malacha. That's why some Rishayim are matrit b'tzina. There is a heter of tzarech hamayit, of course, if you need the thing that you're buying for chol hamayit, of course, you're allowed to buy or sell to someone that needs it for chol hamayit. That's a heter of tzarech hamayit. And there's even a heter if you need the money for the yontif purchases, l'mashal, you're not able to spend so much because your money's tight, and by getting extra money, you'll be able to spend more. That's a part of tzarech hamayid that the Yishalmi says. There's a heter of davar avod, which if the actual merchandise doesn't get ruined, if you don't sell it, that's for sure mutter. And if it's a question of a rare opportunity to buy at a low price or to sell at a high price, that's a shayla nirishayim. Mentioned the Paiskim speak about the machzor shekel. The Rabbi speaks about it already. Keeping a store open on Chol HaMoed so you shouldn't lose customers. And even if you don't, there's no davar avod be'etzim. It's just a matter of making money. But the pshat is you're afraid if the customers won't find your store open on Chol HaMoed, so they might not buy from you even after Chol HaMoed, even the whole year, because once they'll start buying from another store, so they won't come back. It's a shayla that's discussed in the Paiskim. The Gemara brings a story with Ravina. Ravina Havleya, who is Kadav Mizadin Meshita Alfei. He had some merchandise which he could sell for 6,000. Hayil is Vune Basachel de Maid of Mizadin Betracer Alfei. He waited and didn't sell in Chol HaMoed. He sold it after Chol HaMoed and it sold for 12,000. The Rimagash, the Chuvah's Rimagash, Simon Kuf Memhei, he says that the Pshat in this Gemara is that it was a Dover of it. That Ravina really the 6,000 that he could have gotten was considered a davar avid. It was a rare opportunity. But Ravina was machmer on the union of davar avid, and he decided not to do schayr even when it's a davar avid. And because of that, Hashem gave him a schayr, and he got double the amount that he would have gotten a cholamayin. He was able to see the schayr that Hashem gave him double. The Rimagash says mikayach that even on what's mutter to do schayr on cholamayin because of davar avid. There is an inyan to be machmer. L'mayis, it's kalamayid, it's kaddish l'Hashem. And someone who's machmer and doesn't do schayr, even though it's a davar avid, he'll get rewarded from Hashem. This Gemara Avinu got rewarded. He got twice as much money as he would have lost.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.